Okay, the Rabbi said today's daf is daf Tes. We're holding the Mishnah on Ches Amid Beis. And we're continuing to talk about the halachas involving the Par Helim Davishal Tzibur, the Koine HaMashiach, the Seir Nasi, and the private Yochid who has to bring a Kizbo or Seira. And our Mishnah begins with Ein Chayoven Al Shmias Koil Val Bitis Vosoyim Val Tumas Mikshish Vekadoshev. All of you realize immediately that we're not talking here about a chatos kivua, we're talking about a chatos oile v'yoyrid, where Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote a special exception to the normal rule. The regular rule is if a person does a chet b'shogeg, a regular commoner, he brings a kizbo or seira. However, if it's one of these three averos, shmias kol is referring to, it's otherwise known as shvuas ha'edus, which means I go and say, Yankel, you know edus for me. Please come in tomorrow to the court, to the Bezin, and testify on my behalf. He denies knowing any edus, and even backs it up with a shavua. Subsequently, he is mode umisvada that he did know edus after all, and that he gave a false shavua. He has to go and bring this korban, chatas oyle v'yoyred. Bitus v'soyim, we had already back in Masechta Shavuos at length about a shavuas bitoy, where a person makes a shvua levati b'sfasayim lahora oy lehetiv, to eat or not to eat, and things of that nature, and he violated his shvua, he brings a korban oy leviyoyin. Tumas Mikdashav is referring to a person who was tameh and went into the Beis HaMikdash where he was not supposed to by mistake. Or he ate kodshim when he was tameh by mistake. And afterwards he realizes, oy, what did I do? He has to bring a korban chatas oyle v'yerit. What means a chatas oyle v'yerit? As you all know, you start off at the first rung. If the person is a regular, normal individual of normal means, he brings the same kizbo or seira as if it was a chatas kivua. However, what happens if he cannot afford to go and pay for a kizbo seira? The Torah says you can bring two oifois. What happens if he can't even afford the two oifois? Then the Chazal call it Bedali Dalis, he brings what's called a Minchas Chote. He brings a Korban Mincha. So this is a very, very special category of these three Korban Oileviyad. Says now, our Mishnah, Ein Chayobin, the Bezdin is not Mechuyev. What means the Bezdin? If the Bezdin HaGodol, the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim, erred in one of these three categories, for instance, Gabi Tumash Mitch Kshadoshev, they said this particular place in the Harabayas is not so holy and therefore you're allowed to go in, or they said that this particular type of Tumah is not so Chomer, you're allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. They made a fundamental error. And then after that, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, whichever way you define Roiv, whether it means Roiv of all the Shvatim or Roiv Shvatim, even if you don't have the full the Roiv of Klal Yisrael, we had that discussion earlier on in Masechta. Anyway, what's the din? Not that the individuals have to bring a kizbo seira, but the Bezin HaGadol is a Sanhedrin. According to the Meir, Machlokes Rebbe Reb Shimon says it's not the Sanhedrin, it is the Shvatim. Reb Shimon says it's both. Anyway, but that's called the Par Helem Davishal Tzibur, and that we already learned in yesterday's Mishnah at the top of the Omud, that in Chayoven al Asei v'Aloyseh Shemimigdish, what's the reason why? We said because you only have this din of the Par Helem Davishal Tzibur by a chatas kivua, and not by a chatas oile v'yoyrid. And in fact, this Mishnah, the first two lines, is really just repetitious. We already know that from the prior Mishnah. The reason why it's repeated, says Rashi, is tell us the din about the Nasi. Nasi has a very special din in Parshas V'yichud, that if he sins with any one of the normal averis for which he would bring a chatas kivua, he doesn't bring a kizbo seira, he brings a korban so'ir. That's known as the Seir Nasi. Therefore, it says our Mishnah, that the Nasi also does not bring the carbon oile v'yoyred. Why would he not bring the carbon oile v'yoyred? We'll discuss that in Mietzim in the Gemara momentarily. But Rav Akiva Oimer, Rav Akiva is partially maskim to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and he says, Anasi chayiv bekulon, he is chayiv two out of the three carbon oil of the yodid, but he's not mechuyev all three. Why? Because he's potter and chutz mishmias kol. Shmias kol is that shvuas edus which we spoke about, which means I asked Yankel go and say edus for me, and he said I don't know, and he made a false shvua. By melech that is not shayich, because shamelech loy don v'loy don an oisay loy meid v'loy meid an oisay. The melech does not appear in a courtroom either as a dayan or as an aid. So therefore, there's no point in asking him, melech, please come on in and be meid for me, and then he would accept or deny, because the melech, it's beneath his dignity and the status and the stature of his position to be meid in court, so this whole lacha doesn't apply. But it's only on the shmias kol, shmias edus doesn't apply. But the other two, it does apply. So we have a machlokes there for our Mishnah between Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbi Akiva, and says Rashi, that's the reason why we repeated this shtickle at the beginning, ein chayoven, as an introduction to the machlokes between the Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbi Akiva, legabi the status of a nasi. Does the nasi bring a korban oyla v'yoyrit? Says Rabbi Yisrael Glili, never brings korban oyla v'yoyrit, none of the three. Mashenka Rabbi Akiva says, two out of the three he does bring a karm oil of the yard. Yes, by Tumas Mikdash Kadosha. Yes, by Bitus Vasoyim, but not by Shmiyas Kol. The Gemara is going to go into much greater detail about both of the shitois of Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Notice the Mishnah does not talk about the Mashiach, that is the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen HaGadol Mashiach, and Shemen HaMishcha. Mishem, the Gemara will talk about that first. Start the Gemara. Amar Ula. My time, Rabbi Yosef Glili. What's this for Rabbi Yosef Glili that he says in the Reish of the Mishnah that a Nasi does not bring a carbon oila the yard? Amar Krabka says in the Pasik. V'hoye ki yesham li achas me'ela, kol she mischai bi achas, mischai bi kulan. V'shein mischai bi achas, ein mischai bi kulan. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is that Rabbi Yosef Glili is really piggybacking on Reb Akiva, even though Rabbi Yosef Glili is the first man, the Amar, Reb Akiva is number two, but he is taking Reb Akiva's halacha and he's expanding upon it. In which respect? We already had that Reb Akiva says that a nasi is patur on the Shmias Kol. That's one of the three averes that you bring a carbon oil of a yoyreid. And shtei tach nepas v'yeki yesham li'achas me'ele. Says Rabbi Yosef Glili, kol she mischai bi'achas, mischai bekulan. She mischai bi'achas, ein mischai bekulan. Basically, Rabbi Yosef Glili says it's a package deal. If you're chayv to bring oil of the yard by all three, then you have a din of oil of the yard. If you're not chayv to bring oil of the yard by all three, for instance, the nasi is not chayv to bring oil of the yard by shmias kol, shlemela, nispar da hachavura, he doesn't, nispar da chavila, he doesn't bring by any of the three. Why? Because this lashon yeshem li achas me'ele, it's got to be all or nothing. If he's mechayev bi achas, he's mechayev in all. If he's not mechayev bi achas, he's not mechayev on all. Frank Timara, why do you learn the drasha that way? Why don't we learn it the other way around? Voyeki yeshem li achas me'ele bi ema mechayev bi achas mehen vavu pisha ein mechayev bekulan. Maybe that's the reason for the pasuk. Voyeki yeshem li achas me'ele, that the pasuk is saying that there will be possibilities of a person that only might be responsible for one of the three, or for that matter, two of the three, not necessarily for all three. Maybe that's the Lashon HaPasi. Ki yeshem liachas me'el, oh, and that fits nicely for the Nasi, that even though he's only mechuyev one or two, but he's not mechuyev three, maybe that's also sufficient. Nafu b'shem eschai b'kula. Says the Gemara, you've raised enough doubt vis-a-vis this drasha. We agree, we withdraw. Brand new reason. Rabbi Yosef Glili has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva's reason about the melech ein me'idin oisei. So what's the time of Rabbi Yosef Glili that says that Nasi is totally parted from all three oile v'yoyrits, meaning all three averis of oile v'yoyrit? Me'ocha, desan yoy Rabbi Yirmiya oimer. Neman, top of the yomid, lo yisagia yodem v'nema lo yisasig yodem. Again, we're talking about the oile v'yoyrit. The lo yisagia yodem is an introduction to the dalis of the oilevi yoyred. What does it say in number one or aleph? The imloy sagia yodoy deise. What happens if he cannot afford the kizbu or seira? The heviyas hashama esher chata shtei soirim oishnei b'nei yoyna. Oh, so that's the vloy sagia. That's the dalis. What's the next one? The nemaloy sasig yodoy. That's number two, or Beis in the Torah Arishalim. Now we're talking about B'dalei Dalas. V'mlei sasasik yodol ishtesar v'shnei b'nei oina. What does he do? Behavius karbana. He has to bring the asir so eifa soiles lechatzas. Ah, that's the minchas choyte. That's number three on the totem pole of the oilev yored. Ah, says the Gemara. So we're saying that oilev yored by definition means that a person is subject to the whims of the economy. Things go up, things go down. Says you want mishaboli daniyas v'hashiris. That's talking about a regular commoner, that he has the possibility of unfortunately being an ani, and he has the possibility of being an oisha. Yotze nosi u'mashiach shein boili de'aniyas. Nosi mashiach can't even fathom being an ani. Why not? Nosi d'chsiv v'osa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem alekov misha'ein al gabav el Hashem alekov. That this drasha really doesn't address the question of aniyas v'ashiris. What it does address is a Gemara that we're going to have another couple of days, where the Gemara is going to say that even though the Torah refers to it as the Hanasi Yechta, we don't mean one of the Nesiim, for instance, of the 12 Shvatim, but we're referring to the Melech. How do I know? So the Gemara is going to tell us, based on this Pasuk, the Osa Achas, again referring to the Nasi, if you have number 3 or Gimel, Asher Nasi Yechta, and the Gemara darshens the Osa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Alekav Misha'in Lo Al Gabav Misha'in Al Gabav El Hashem Alekav. The only higher authority than him in the world is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else is higher. Why not? Because he is the Melech. He is the preeminent authority throughout Klal Yisrael. Ah, so that individual, he has. He's the Nasi that we're talking about in the Torah. So what does it have to do with Aniyas Vashiras? Says Rashi, a Melech is always an Oysher. Rashi doesn't explain why, but the Bein Hananel or the Tois Rosh says very simply, because he has the right of taxation. If there's ever a problem that there's not enough money, he'll just raise the taxes another 2% or 5% or 10%, as we're well aware even nowadays. Anyway, so the point is, that's by the Mashiach, not Mashiach, by the Nasi, that he never has a problem with a shortage of funds. Same thing applies to the Kohen Mashiach. What's the Kohen Mashiach? Mashiach Tesliv, V'akohen ha-godl mi-echav, shu godl mi-echav, b'noi, b'koyach, v'chochma u'v'oysher. When it says in the Pasuk, a-kohen ha-godl mi-echav, what's this lashon ha-godl mi-echav? It comes to tell you that you should choose a Kohen Godel who happens to be exceptional in many different respects. He's godoil, he's outstanding, benoy, and handsome individual. Bekoyach, he should be strong. Bechachma, he should be wise. Ubaisha, and he should be wealthy. Moreover, achirim oimrim, minayin shim ein loy gadleyu mishalachav. What happens if we go and appoint a Kohen Godel who, Baruch Hashem, is handsome, he's strong, he's wise, but unfortunately he doesn't have a lot of funds, he's not godel mi'echav in that respect. No, gadleyu mishalechav. What means gadleyu mishalechav? That all of the kahanim have a duty to go and try to give support to the kohen godel. Talmud loymer, tznochmal. V'achir moymer minayim shim ein loy gadleyu mishalechav. Talmud loymer. V'akohen godel mi'echav asher yutzak aroishe gadleyu mi'echav. So therefore, they have to go and make a special appeal among all of the kahanim. Kahanim go and support the Kohen Gadol, therefore everybody has to chip in for that cause. That being the case, Zokta Yimora, neither by Nasi nor by Mashiach do we ever have a problem of Anias Vashiris, and so therefore that whole concept of the carbon oil of Yoyrid doesn't apply to these two individuals. So now going back to our Mishnah, now we understand why. It says, Anasi ki yoytzim, he doesn't have any of the dinim of the carbon oil of Yoyrid, because he's never going to be a Yoyrid. He's always going to be an oiler. He's always going to be a wealthy individual. And that's why Rashi said in the Mishnah, it's not only the case by a Nasi, but a contributor. Basically, the same thing applies to Mashiach, that he does not bring a carbon oil of Yoyrid.
You didn't answer my question. I was wondering, why didn't they mention the Kohen Mashiach as well? If
so Rashi is civil Mashiach. You see the Rashi in the Mishnah. See the first one, Ein Bez L'Chayov, and the second on the left hand.
Yeah.
See that? Look at the last two words of that particular Rashi.
Yeah, which is
good. So fairly long Rashi.
Vodin L'Mashiach.
Vodin L'Mashiach. Same thing applies to Mashiach.
So the coin has to be the wealthiest of all the coins
of the Kohanim, right. So I don't know if he has to be the wealthy.
On the internet and he becomes like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So all the coins has to make him wealthier than Elon Musk.
He has to be wealthier than the Kohanim, not necessarily than the wealthiest man in the world.
Yeah.
But he has to be wealthier than all
the other people. But whatever, the Kohanim. I don't know, that certainly means he has to be the most elite. He has to be among all of his brethren, he has to be a great godel in each one of these spheres. The Noi Koyach, Bechoch Mubash. Boyim Minei Ravina Merim Nachem Bar Yitzchak. Nosi Shinitz Tareya Mahu. What happens if the Nosi unfortunately became a Mitzoyre? And the Gemara is going to bring in another Mitzvah tomorrow about there was such a king, Melech Uziyahu, otherwise known as Azariah. He has two different names, one in Melochim and one in Divrei Hayomer, that it says that unfortunately, Vayenaga Hashem es HaMelech, Vahim Mitzoyra Joy Moisoy, that unfortunately he became Mitzoyra and then he was effectively deposed from the Melucha, was no longer Melech. What's the halacha now about a so-called former melech? Does he still have the din that he doesn't bring a korban oyle v'yored if he erred in one of these three, the shvuas eidus, shvuas bitui, or tamas v'kedrashav? After all, he was a melech until now. Does that continue? Or do you say no? As long as he was melech, that halacha applied. But now that he's no longer melech, he reverts to being like a commoner. He does have to bring the korban oyle v'yored. So that was Ravina Shala. He's now Metzoira. He's now no longer king. Mal. Midcha Dochi. Oy Mifter Potter. Midcha Dochi means, is this only pushed off temporarily? Or is he Potter forever in terms of his ability to bring a carbon oil of the yard? Actually, it's Tupshot and Midcha Dochi or Mifter Potter could be the other way around. Midcha Dochi, do you say, Kimin the Itchi, since he's pushed away, he's Potter forever and it never goes back again? He always remains potter. Or if the potter, it's only a temporary p'tur, as long as he happens to be the melech, but it's not a permanent p'tur.
Why is Saras the determining factor in this? I mean, it's a question of he can become poor or not. Why Saras is now the question.
In other words,
what if the Kohen Gadol, he was playing the stock market, he lost all his money, and suddenly he's poor?
Okay. So turn to please the Amud Beis. You see the next Mishnah, they're starting the new parak. In other words, it doesn't have to be Dafka Tzaras, it could be other reasons. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara wants to know, what's the din? Is this a permanent Petor or a temporary Petor? So this is what Ravina asked of Nachman Yitzchak, and he answered him in somewhat of a jocular fashion. Amalei, Diloch, Oy de Goza. Are you concerned that you're going to have to pay for it? Or are you concerned that he will have money in his treasury? What is it? What does the Gemara mean to say? Explains Rashi. If the Melech would now be, when he becomes a Metzora, he would be now poverty stricken, you would have a good question, or at least he has the potential of poverty. So then you'd have to take a good question. The question would be, is he now continues to be immune or exempt from the din of Oyle V'yared or not? But Rabbi Isai says, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak to Ravina, a king puts away a lot of money in his oitzris. Even if he becomes Os king, he's deposed or whatever, you have nothing to worry about. He's got tons of money in Swiss bank accounts or under his mattress or in his treasury, you have nothing to worry about.
The money in the treasury is his or the people?
The king will always take the money for himself and he will let the people and the new melech worry about it. Fulfill themselves. So therefore, he pocketed tons of money, and what he's telling is, you have nothing to worry about. Until 120, this king will have plenty of funds. He'll never be an oni. So therefore, the p'tur of a nosi, not having to bring a carbon oil of a yard because he cannot become an oni, that will remain with him even if he becomes no longer king, because he's still going to have plenty of money stashed away somewhere. Zokti Martanya. Rebbe Kiva Oimer Mashiach Pater Mikulan. So we discussed briefly the Rebbe Yossi Haglili's views in our Mishnah about a Nasi, and now parenthetically the Gemara also talked about the Mashiach, that both of them have the same rule, and that is never karm oil v'yored, because they are never going to be poor, they're always going to be wealthy. Now the question is, what's the din according to Rebbe Kiva? Even though the Mishnah didn't say that Rebbe Yossi Haglili is talking about Mashiach, Rashi told us, and the Gemara told us that basically equates the two because both of them will remain rich. The question is now according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Hanosi Chayiv Bekulan. He's Chayiv in all except for those two dinim, except for the din of Shavuos Eidus because Melech loy me'idin oisai. So now what does Rabbi Akiva hold by the Kohen HaMashiach? Mishnah doesn't say. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva oimer Mashiach pater mikulon. Tanya, Rabbi Akiva oimer Mashiach pater mikulon. He's pater from all three. Omer Rav and my Tanya Rabbi Akiva. Why? Omer Krokos, it's in the Pasuk. Zer korban aron uvanav. Zu bo choyvoloi vein acheres bo choyvoloi. What is this all about? There's something known as the Minchas Chavitin. Minchas Chavitin is a special Kohen Dikka carbon. Every single Kohen Hedjit on the day of his inauguration as a Kohen Hedjit, in other words, when he became of age, he graduated the Kohen Avoida school and he knew exactly what to do now, and now he is having official coronation, inauguration, as being the Kohen Hedjit. What's the day? On that day he has to bring a carbon, Minchas Chavitin. And that Minchas Chavitim is an Asiris or Eifas Soilis Mincha. The reason why it's called Minchas Chavitim, because it's made in a pan, which is a Machvas, as opposed to a Marcheshes. That's a one-time-in-a-life situation for your regular Kohen Hedjit. Kohen Gadol brought this every single day of the week. Machtzisei B'boiker, Machtzisei B'arev. If you want to look at number 5, or hey, Ze Korban Arnu Vona B'Sheyakriv L'Hashem, B'yom Himosha Choyse, Mimoshach Choyse is referring to the Kohen Hedjit, as well as the Kohen Gadol as well, but the Kohen Gadol besides that also brought every single day after it became Kohen Gadol, Asiris Eifa, Machtzisa, Machtzisa. Now why does it say in the Pasuk, Zeh Karben Aron Uvanav? The Pasuk can just simply say, the Karben Aron Uvanav is the following. What's the Zeh? So the Zeh comes to tell you a miut. Zu b'choy v'loy. This is the only mincha that the Kohen Gadol has to bring the Torahs. But he never has any other requirements to go and bring a carbon mincha. Ah, and therefore, what does he mean to say? Since if someone was over one of these three halachas, isurim, of the carbon oil of yoyred, he has the possibility of bringing bedali dalis. Dali dalis is a carbon mincha, says Rav, says Rabbi Akiva. Since a Kohen Mashiach has this special Zeh, the only carbon mincha that he's ever mechuyev in is a minchas chavitim, means that he cannot be mechuyev in a minchas choyte, even if he sinned by one of these three, the Shmuas Koil, that's the Shmuas Eidus, Shmuas Bitoy, or Tamil Likudashav, it makes no difference. He can never bring the Dali Dalis number 3 option. What's the reason why? Because there's only one carbon that he is mechuyev in Torah's mincha, and that's the minchas chavitin, and not in the minchas choyte. Ah, that being the case, since you no longer have the third on the totem pole, you only have remaining the two, says the Gemara, the other two are also wiped away, as the Gemara is going to explain. Frank Gemara, ve'ema kimemayet le'rachmona midali dalis, because that's what the Zeh is referring to. Only this mincha, the minchas chavitim, but not the minchas choyte. Okay, so he doesn't bring the minchas choyte. Aval anias vashiris loimiata rachmana. But maybe the carbon bedalis, or in bashiris, there is no miut, and that he would have to go and bring. Why does Rabbi Kiva say, Mashiach potter mikulan? Tachsiv, it says in the Pasik, v'chiper olav akoyin al chatosai asher chota, Meyachas mi'ele ha'miskaper bi'achas miskaper be'kulon. Whoever can have a kapara by any one of the three, miskaper be'kulon, he can have a kapara from all three. V'shei miskaper bi'achas. However, if he cannot have a kapara in one of the three, which one of the three is that Dali Dalas case? Because of the Zeh, only the Minchas Chavita, not the Minchas Choyte. A miskaper be'kulon, he cannot have a kapara from any of the three. That's why Rabbi Kiva says, Mashiach will be potter mikulin. Pray Timura. So that is very, very good, Likabe, the particular one of the three that we're talking about. El Mayata Zechsivo Yishkeshem Liachas Me'ela, Hochanami Decholim Mischai Biachas Mischai Bekulan, She Mischai Biachas Ein Mischai Bekulan. What does the Gemara mean by that? The Gemara means is that we have a similarity. What's the similarity? You have, by the case of the carbon oil of the yoyred, only three possibilities that we'd be mechayev a carbon oil of the yoyred: the shvuas edus, shvuas bitoy, and the mikshas kedoshav. And in bringing the carbon, you have three options. If you happen to be an Oysher, you bring the Kizra Zahira. If you happen to be Dalis, you bring the Shtei Oifis. And if you happen to be the Dali Dalis, you bring the Minchas Chayte. So all we've said so far is the Gabi, the Korban, Oyle, the Yoyrid, that you don't bring the three, meaning the three levels. Oh, thank you. Levels on the totem pole, Kizra Zahira. The middle one was the Oifis, and you don't bring the Korban Minchas Chayte. Ah, very good. But what about the three? Which one of the three is he chayiv, or which one of the three is he potter in terms of the Shavuos Eidos, the Shavuos Bitoy, and the Tumas Mikshashav? Zokti Yomara, the Chayyid, just like we have this word achas, we also have the other word achas, meaning first passing to the Yomara brought about the three levels. The Chibur Olav Akayin Al Chatos Esher Chatoy Me Achas Me Eile. That was number one. And then we have this other drasha, Vayiki Yesham Li Achas Me'ela. The first one says Me Achas. The second one says Li Achas. But they're basically the same. Yeah, exactly. So Hachanami, the Cholim Mischai Bi Achas, Mischai Be Kulan. Shei Mischai Bi Achas, Ein Mischai Be Kulan. Are you going to go and tell me now that the Kohen Mashiach is potter from all three of the Oyle V'Yoyreds? Or maybe not. Alom Etanan. So you're going to tell me, I don't know, what does Rabbi Kiva hold? Rabbi Kiva Oimer Nosi Chayev Chutz Mishmias Koil. That the Nosi is Chayev by all of the three except for the Shmias Koil one.
Three types.
Exactly, we have the three different types. Good, your Bill is helping us out. Here the three types and here the three levels. So we shouldn't get, we should remain level headed. We shouldn't confuse the three and the three. So Rabbi Kiva says, Nosi Chayev Chutz Mishmias Koil. So what's the question? Question is, if you're darshaning, remember this is Rabbi Kiva speaking, Rabbi Kiva, Oima Mashiach Potter Mikulan. What's the reason why? Because you can't do level number three, so you don't do level number one or level number two. The same Rabbi Kiva says by the Nasi that when you have the three types, you only potter from one of the types and not from all three types. Why don't you go and say the same? Meyachas, Liachas, Wustachilik. You should say the same thing. Lagabi, the Koyli, by a Nasi. Yeah, but now we're saying now the Gabi the Nosi. The Nosi, it says in the Mishnah, he's Chayav in two out of the three types. What is he Chayav in? Mikshat Kadoshav and Shavuos Bitoy. He only gets a Torah in Shavuos Eidos because Be'a Melech ain't Me'in Noisai. Since Rabbi Kiva Leshitosai says, when it says the word Achas, we say it's all or nothing. The Gabi, the three levels, why doesn't it say it should be all or nothing vis-a-vis the three Averois, the three types for which you go and bring a carbon oil of the Yodet? The first pasuk was meyachas, shechotam meyachas meile. Second pasuk was vayikiyashem liachas meyachas. He holds the three levels, but he doesn't hold the gabi the three types of aveira. Frey tomorrow umayshna meyachas the shmashmale the kasvi rachmana. Oh, umayshna meyachas the mashmale. Why is meyachas different than liachas? The basic word achas is the same in both meyachas liachas. What's the nafkimina? Says, well, I'll tell you why. Because me'achas, which is the third level of Dali Dalis, the Kasri Rachmana, lebesoif gabi asiris ho'eifa. Why did the Torah go and write dafka, the word me'achas, all the way at the end? The memra, the cholde mechai basiris ho'eifa mechai bekulan. After the Dali Dalis description of the Korban Minchas Chayte, there the pasuk says V'chibra Levakayin Al Chatos Eshchota Me'achas Me'ela. The Torah wrote it over here by the Dali Dalis case, and therefore it's telling us if you're potter from one of the three from the Dali Dalis, you're potter from the other two. These all gedaita mischayev bi'achas. If you're going to go and tell me no, even though this one he's potter, but he's chayev on the other two, afu bishayim mischayev bekulan. Even though he's not mechuyev in all three levels, he's only mechuyev in the top two levels. Nechtev lehai me'achas me'ela bedalis inami bashiris. The fact that this was placed all the way at the end after the Dali Dalis, and now the Torah is saying, "V'hoi v'chipper olav akoyin al chatos yishchota me'achas me'ela." That me'achas is telling us is if you can go and be chayiv and that the final of the three levels of the Dali Dalis, then you can go and bring the other two. But if you're potter on that last one, then you're potter on the other two as well. So the placement of this pasuk is the essential key to understanding Rebbe Kiva. But that's only the Gabi, the Meyachas, which is all the way at the end. However, there it doesn't involve any one of the three. It just talks about the three of the Averis. And there it has to say, if you were, you did an Avera from one of these three Averis of the Shavuos Eid, the Shavuos Bitri, of the Mikshu Kedosh of, then you have to go and bring your Karban Oilu V'Yorid. He doesn't darshan over there the same, that it has to be all or nothing, only legabe the three levels, but not legabe the three different types of Avera that we're talking about. Now, from here, from this Mishnah, on the surface, is a very easy Mishnah. However, one has to halt kot legabe all the details, because now we're basically going to go through a review of what we've been learning for the last week, in terms of when are you mechuyev a carbon oil of the yoyred, when you mechuyev chatas kvua, when you mechuyev paralam tovshul tzibur, a sir nasi, a koin mashiach, what's the din legabi avodah zarah, what's the din legabi an osham toli, what's the din legabi an osham vadai. As you'll see, all of that will be spelled out in the Mishnah in great detail. Izok the Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shebatoira shechayoven al zdoinen kores, val shigigosen chatos, which means a normal carbon chatos. Karmel Chattis is on a Chattis Kavua, where a person erred in something would be mazed, there would be a din of Kareis Chas V'Sholem. And B'Shogi, he brings a Karmel Chattis. So what Karmel Chattis does one bring? So this is Psukim straight from Parshas Vayikra. Hayochen Mevi Kizba or a Seira. The Nasi brings a Karmel Sawyer. The Mashiach or the Bezdin HaGodol the Sanhedrin, Mevi and Par, that's a Par Kone Mashiach, and the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. That's by kol ha-mitzvahs, meaning all the mitzvahs with the exception of avodah zarah. Avodah zarah chavim hayochid v'hanosi v'hamashiach mevi and seira. All three of them bring the same carbon seira. What's the reason why they all bring the same carbon seira? Because in Parashas Shalach, when it talks about the carbon seira, it just says in the pasuk v'im nefesh achas. If one nefesh, unfortunately, did a chait of avodah zarah b'shogeg, the Torah doesn't distinguish. In Parshas Vayikra, it says specifically, if it was the Nasi Yechta, HaKoyin HaGadol Yechta, the Koyin Mashiach Yechta, a commoner. But here, the Torah doesn't make that distinction in Parshas Shlach, by avodah zarah. They all have the same din of a seir. However, the Bez din, similar to the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur by Shar Vedas or Shar Mitzvahs, here it's slightly different, because Par Levashot Tzibur is only a Par, and that Par is a Par Lechatos. Here the Gabi Bezin by Avodas Chachovim, it's Par Visoyer, Par Leoyla, Visoyer Lechatos. Okay, all of that is really just open up the Chumash, and it's straightforward. Now, we're talking about the Oshem Toli. Remember, Oshem Toli is a normal case where you have two pieces of fat on the table, one is Shuman, one is Chaylev. A person comes in totally unaware of the fact that one is chaylev. He assumes that both of them are kosher. He eats one of the two, only to find out later on, one of them was kosher and one was not kosher. One was shuman and one was chaylev. Which one do I know which one I ate? I ate a piece of fat. Looking at it, the right, the left, which one was bigger, which one was smaller. I ate a piece of fat. I have no idea. And nobody knows whether he ate up the shuman or the chaylev. So then you have to bring what's called an osham toli. So who has to bring this osham toli? Zok the Mishnah hayochid v'hanosi chayovin u'mashiach who bezdin is peturim. Only the yochid would bring that, and the nosi, which means the melech. But not the koin mashiach, and not the Bezin HaGadol. What's the reason why only the Yochid the Nasi, and not the other two? So Rashi brings what we had already in previous Gemaras, because it says in the parish of the Oshem Tolui, Shigigosoi Asher Shogog, the Chiper HaKoyinah Shigigosoi Asher Shogog, V'nislachloi. We darshan from that, Mishachetoi Ushkogosoi Shoga, meaning that there was only one component of sin, and that is Shigigas Maisa. No discussion, no reference to Helam Dover. Normally, as you know, the average commoner when he does an Aveira, as well as when the Nasi does an Aveira Bishoigig, that's Mechai Vekar Mechatos, in each one of those cases, you just have a Shigigas Maisa, meaning that the person Bishoigig ate the Chelev instead of the Shuman. Same thing, the Nasi ate the Chelev instead of the Shuman. However, when we're talking about the case of the Par Levashal Tzibur, as well as the case of the Par Koina Mashiach, there has to be a Helam Dover im Shigigas Maisa. What's main Helam Dover? Helam Dover means that there was a faulty psak on the part of the Kohen and part of the Bezin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin. They issued a public proclamation, a signed psak of the Bezin, when you're talking about the Kohen Mashiach, it was a much more reserved situation, because it only applies to himself, that he himself made a faulty psak for himself, and then after that he implemented and performed that faulty psak. Where does it say in the Torah that there has to be a helam dover? Well, the Gabi, the case of the par helam dover shel tzibur, both in Parsha Vayikra and in Parsha Shlach, it talks about me'ene hakol or me'ene ho'eda. The ene by definition means the Sanhedrin. What did the Sanhedrin err? They issued a faulty psak. It doesn't say the same thing legabi the koyin mahamashiach, but it does say that the koyin mashiach yachto li ashma sa'om. The more dash of the ashma sa'om, that his asham, his aveda, was similar to the one of the par helam dover shel tzibur, that also that there was a faulty psak, helam dover, em shigyas mais. Ah, since by asham toli, the Torah repeats the same word by saying shigigosai asher shogog. That tells us, as the Gemara, that the only shkaga was a shigas maisa, no helam dover. That being the case, the yochid and the nasi, who never required helam dover, they're chai b'ashem tolui, Mashiach, obez in our peturim, they do not bring in ashem tolui.
The Kohen Mashiach, if he's not relying on his own hora, but he's relying on the, he's not making a hora, he's just doing a shigas maisa. Why shouldn't he be chayiv? He's acting as a yachid, even though he has the office, the robes.
I'm with you, but the ma'aseh is potter. Okay. Sheikh doesn't bring anything. Ubezin aptur, and the bezin is going to be potter. We're going to talk more about on the Amid Beis where there's a possibility of either the nasi or the kohen mashiach in situations where it doesn't exactly fit the fact pattern of the Torah, whether they have to have to bring a kizbo seira as if they were yechidim.
Okay.
Talk about that more in the Amid Beis. Continuing on, that was Asham Tolei. Now we get to Asham Vadei. Asham Vadei, Hayochid, Vanosi, Vameshiach, Chayovin. Why are they all three mechuyev? Because by all three, when we're talking about the Mushul, the Asham Me'ilois, or Asham Gzeilois, the Torah uses the expression, the Im Nefesh Achas Techto, in Nefesh Achas, the Torah doesn't distinguish between the different levels and status of these nefashes. So therefore, a commoner, a nasi, Mashiach, they're all in the same barrel together. They all have the same halacha, same category, and they have to bring the Asham Vadei. However, the Bezin is Pturim, because the Bezin is Ka, Dim Nefesh. The Nefesh is talking about Yechidim, we're not talking about a Bezin. So there's no Din by a Par Helm Dovah Shel Tzibor, the Gabi, the case of an Asham Vadei. And we continue on. Al Shmias Hakol, Valbitis Vosoyim, Valtumas Mikish Kedoshev. Oh, those are the three prongs, the three types of Chiyuvim that are Mechayev, the three levels of the carbon oil of the Yoyreid. Bezin is Pturim. They don't have the thing. In other words, if the Bezin were to be asked a question about Tumah, we discussed that before, where does the lines of the Beis HaMikdash begin and end on the Har HaBayis, where the Dinim would apply the Gabi Tumah, what happens if they made a bad mistake, Roiv of Klai Yisrael followed it, would they have to go and bring a Parah Dovah Shel Tzibah? And the answer is no. Why not? Because the Bezin only brings in the case of a Chatas Kavua and not by a Chatas Oile the Yoyed. V'ha-yochid, v'ha-nosi, v'ha-mashiach chayovin, the yochid nosi mashiach would be mechuyiv in bringing karbonos oile v'yoyed, ela she'en koyin godol mashiach. I don't know why the Gemara puts in the word godol over here. It's always koyin mashiach. Ela she'en koyin mashiach chayiv al tumas mikshirashim. Diver Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says koyin mashiach is potter from bringing the oile v'yoyed. He agrees that you bring a oil of the yoyred by the other two, by the shvuas edus and by the shvuas bitri, but not by mikdash kedusha. What's the reason why?
Yeah.
We're going to have to wait for the Gemara because we have not had this shita until.
Chayev.
Sorry.
The opposite means that he's
chayev. Koy mashiach chayev al tume el sheein koyin godol mashiach. Koy mashiach is not chayev. But he is mechuyev on the other two. What are the
different from our earlier Mishnah? Obviously,
I'm sorry. Once again,
isn't it different from Rabbi Akiva?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So Reb Shimon obviously disagrees with both Rabbi Yosi Aglili and with Rabbi Akiva, And we will look into that momentarily. Umahin Mavian, what do you bring for those that are Mechuyev to go and bring for these three? Shmias Kol, Bitis Vasoyim, Bitis Vashad. Oh, you bring a Karn Oil V'yarid, as everybody knows. Reb Elazar Oimer, although the Nasi is Chayev to bring, but he doesn't bring the Oil V'yarid, he brings his Soir, which is the Soir Nasi, as if it was a Chatos Kibur. We're going to see more about that in the Gemara.
What is the reason that the Mishnah here chaser sober, but we don't?
Yeah, exactly. It's
out
like,
of.
It's
think Rabbeinu HaKadosh realized that we've gone through so many different fact patterns and individuals and this and that, that this would be a good way to summarize and
Chazara.
A good chazar and everything. But let's focus now just on the oil of the yoyed aspect. We said over here by the Karmen oil of the yoyed. What's the oil of the yoyed? Shmi is called. It's so soim to make sure lashav. Bez in his part, okay, that's fine. What about the Yochid, the Nasi, and the Mashiach? They are all Chayovin, with the exception that the Kohen Mashiach is Potter on Tumim Vikshashav. We don't know why yet. We're going to see that Amirchem on the Amid Beis. But otherwise, they are totally Mechuyev. Now, that a Yochid is Mechuyev, that's no discussion. That's the Din of Oyle V'Yorid. What about the Nasi and Mashiach? So if we go back to the prior Mishnah, which we started off today, we said, Ein Chayovin al Shmias Kol, etc., the Nasi is also potter from all three. And remember, Rashi and the Gemara said that the Kohen Mashiach is also potter from all three. Devar Reb Yosi Aglili. And then we had Rabbi Kiva, that Nasi, he said the Gabi, the Nasi, is Chai Bekulon, Chutz Mishmias Kol. He's Mechuyev two out of the three, Shvuas Bitoy and Mikshik Shadashab, but he's potter on Shmias Kol because of Melech Loi Me'id Noisan. What does Rabbi Kiva hold the Gabi? The Mashiach, oh, we had Tain Rabbi Kiva Oyma Mashiach Potter Mikulan. That was what we had in the Gemara. And now we're saying, according to Reb Shimon, Nasi Mashiach are really Enchayev on everything. But Mashiach, he's not Mechuyev until Mishkudashim. Obviously, that's a new Shita that we didn't have until now. So, for those of you that want to have a summary of those three Shitas, we don't have in the Mishnah all three together, basically, the Rabbi Kiva and Reb Shimon, but Rashi fills in the blank. So if you look at Rashi about 10 lines before the end of the Rashi on the left-hand margin, remember Rashi is on both sides of the Amud, so if you go to Rashi about 10 lines before the end, maybe 12 lines, Reb Elazar Oimer, Nasi, maybe. So, Visholish Machlekes B'Dover, there are three differing opinions. Reb Yosi Glidi Sover, Nasi U'Mashiach, B'Tur Mikulan, cross the board. Why does Reb Yosi Glidi hold the Tepata Mikulan? Remember, because they cannot have anius. Why can't they have anius? The melech is always an oisher, and the kohen gadol gadleu miyachov. Oh, so therefore they are potter in gantzim from the oile. They cannot have an oile v'yoyred because they can't be a yoyred. They can only be an oile. They don't have the din of oile v'yoyred at all. Any of them. V'kibes sover nosi chay bekulon chutz mishmias koil. Except for Shmi is called because Ein Me'id Noisai. Mashiach Potter Mikulan May Oyle V'Yoyded. Why is he Potter Mikulan? Because we said that there's a special din. Since he cannot be Bedali Dalis, because it's a Zeh Karben Aron Vanav. He only has the Minchas Chavitin. He doesn't have the Minchas Chayte. So Meili doesn't have the other two as well. And therefore Potter Mikulan. Reb Shimon Savar. That's Reb Shimon that we just had now. Nasi Mashiach Chayovim Bekulan Oyle V'Yoyded. They're Mechuyev across the board. Elish Ein Koyin Gadol. It's not Mashiach. It's Koyin Gadol Mashiach. So it's a Torah Sefus. She Ein Koyin Gadol Mashiach means She Ein Koyin Mashiach. Chayev Tumas Vikshudashav. Like we said in our Mishnah. Now, why is he not Mechuyev? The Mishnah doesn't tell us. Mishnah we're going to learn on the Amid Beis. And then we had Reb Elazar here at the end of the Mishnah that says Hanosi is maybe Sawyer. Parshib Shat. That means that on these three Averois for which you bring the three types. For which you bring the oil of the yoyred, instead of the nasi bringing oil of the yoyred, he brings a carbon soyer. But Miat Hashem will see on the Amid Beis that that's really not the case. Reb Elazar is only referring to the case of Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. There he brings the carbon soyer, but by the other two, he agrees you bring a carbon oil of the yoyred. But Miat Hashem will see that on the Amid Beis. Okay, so now we did a beautiful summary. After the shiur is over, We're going to give out written tests. Everybody should remember exactly who's mechuyev and what. Tanya, I'm just kidding.
No bagels.
No bagels. Yeah, Tanya, Reb Shimon, if you get a bagel, there's a big hole in the middle of the bagel that shows.
There's some holes in your remembrance.
And that's why you eat bagels, because they're holy. Okay, Tanya, Reb Shimon, hoyin noisin klal. Reb Shimon tried to give us another general rule for us to remember. Kol sha yochid ba'ashem tolui. Wherever the yochid is mechuyev ba'ashem tolui, hanasi ki yoytzebai. The nasi is in the same parsha. He also brings an Oshem Tolui. Again, Oshem Tolui is, you have a Shaila, you don't know whether it was Chayla or Shuman. There's no way of being Mevarer, so it's an Oshem Tolui. Mashiach Bezen Peturin. However, the Mashiach and Bezen Apatur, we already said before the reason why Mashiach and Bezen Peturin, because when it says by Oshem Tolui, V'chipra HaKoyin Al Shigigosai Asher Shogog, and the Gemara Darshins, it has to be solely and exclusively because of Shigigas Maisa, and not because of Helam Dover. However, Mashiach and Bezdin are only chayv in a case of where there was a Helam Dover, together with a Shigat Maisa. Okay, so that's the Oshem Tolui case. B'choshim Oshem Vaday, Nosi, U'Mashiach Ki Yoytzeben. Nosi and Mashiach are just like the Yochid, and the reason is that we said in the Mishnah, because it said in the Pasuk, V'im Nefesh Achas. You have that both by Hashem Meilis and Hashem Gzeilois, V'im Nefesh Achas. Oh, Nefesh Achas means any Nefesh. Regardless whether he's a Nasi, a Mashiach, a Yochid. Mashiach came, Bezim Tur, Kudusais Nishka Nefesh. Bezim Tur. Now let's go to our favorite case of the carbon oil of a Yared. Shmias HaKoil, Ubitis Vasoim, Tum Nishkudashav. Bezim Ar Betur. Because Bezim is only Mechuyev on a Chatzas Kavua, like we had yesterday in the Mishnah. Not by Chatzas Oil of Yared. Nasi, a Mashiach Chayovin. Nasi, Mashiach, are Mechuyev in these three, meaning these three types, the oil of Yared, Elo Shein Nasi Chai B'Shmias HaKol. That's what we had in the Mishnah, that the Nasi is Potter Shmias HaKol. Why is the Nasi Potter B'Shmias HaKol? Because Ein Me'id Noisai V'Loi Mashiach B'Tum L'Kshirashav. What's the reason why Mashiach B'Kshirashav? We already said in the Mishnah, we're going to have the Limud on the Amid Beis. We have not come across the Limud yet. So Mietchim will have that shortly. Something to look forward to with great anticipation in Mietchim and the Amid Beis. Why does Reb Shimon hold that the Mashiach is Pater from Tumas Yishash? Now, Koshuhu Ba'ilav Yoyrid, Nosi Ki Yoyts. That's a Chai Mashiach with Tumas Yishash. Okay. Koshuhu Ba'ilav Yoyrid, Nosi Ki Yoyts. Anybody that's Mechuyev Ba'ilav Yoyrid, Nosi is also Mechuyev. Mashiach Bezen Beturim. Mashiach and Bezen, however, are Pater. Why they Pater from the Oil of Yoyrid? Like we said before, the Bezin is not Shach, Bezin is only by Chatzis Kavua, and as far as the Mashiach is concerned, we said the reason why he is Pater, because Kad Leyum Mishal Echov, would be one reason, or the other reason would be because there's no din of Dali Dalis, because Koin Mashiach is like Zeh, Karban Ar Nevanav, Zeh, V'loyachars. But now the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, don't we have a stira in the last two lines that we were just learning? Amris, you just finish off saying she'ein Mashiach chay betumas v'kishurashav. Where did we have that the Mashiach is not chayv? So go back again, the first wide line, end of the line. Shmias hakol b'tis v'soyim tumas v'kishurashav bez maturin nasi Mashiach chayovin ela nasi doesn't have the chiyah b'shmias hakol v'loi Mashiach betumas v'kishurashav. Ah, Mashiach is potter. I don't know why yet. We're going to see that on the Amid Beis. In koin Mashiach is potter v'kishurashav. And then it says, Koshu ba'oila v'yoyred, nasi ki yoytzeboi, u'mashiach ha'bezim p'turin. Mashiach is potter. In other words, he's potter from all oila v'yoyred. But didn't you just tell me that a Mashiach is chayiv? The only thing that he's potter in is the tumas mikish v'kadashav, but the other two is chayiv. And here he's saying, no, he's totally potter. Frey Timora, haguf ha'kash, amris ein Mashiach chayiv b'tum shirashav, b'tum shirashav, who the potter? But the other two prongs, the other two types, Abishmias Kolubitisvoim is Chayv. Ema Seifa, what did it say before that? Koshu ba'oyle v'yoyreid, nosi ki yoytzeboy, Mashiach u bezin p'turin, which means, katani Mashiach u bezin p'turin, ma bezin p'turin, mikulon, they're potter from all of them, because it's not a chattis kavua. Mashiach potter mikulon, is kashanar, is the chastira, maman of shach, what is the Mashiach Chayv, what is he potter? Here it sounds like he's parted from all three, and the other one he says he's only parted from Tumas Yishashav. Kan bedalis. Oh, it depends whether we're talking about dalis. Dalis means not only dalis, but dalis va'ashirus. And here is bedali dalis. What means bedali dalis? Mashiach is potter from all three bedali dalis. Why? Because of the zedrusha. However, the gabi the dalis and the gabi the ashirus that he holds, he continues to be chayiv. This price, this mandiyama, this ripshim. So dali da. So we're now splitting between the dali. Even though back on the Omer Aleph we said that since it says may eila for hoye chiper olav akoyin al chatzos yichot may achas meila and meskab beyach mesvach bekol. That was Rabbi Kiva speaking, but this is now Rabbi Shimon speaking. Tan Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Kiva legabe that case, and he says it's the difference between dali and dali dalis and dali dalis that legabe. Look at the second line of Rashi. Bedali dalis mashiach poter me. Kulu kidachziv ze carbon aroin, the ein acher is bole choiva. The only mincha that he has a choiva is a minchas chavitim that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. Masha ein kein, he never brings a minchas choite, because it's a ze, so dali dalis he never brings. Vadek omer de Mashiach chai b'shmias kol b'tisosoyim, he going bedalis, betoyim b'den yoyne, shedain le bole dali dalis. And the Mepharshim saying the same thing, legabe ashiris. That is mechoyev. Why? Because you don't have the benefit of the zeh, and he doesn't learn the drasha of the gadleu mishalechav that oylev yared doesn't apply to him. Oylev yared applies to him. He just doesn't have the din of dali dalis because of the gzeira sakosev of zeh. Only this karmen mincha and not the other karmen mincha, but that doesn't preclude him from bringing the two oifois or from bringing the kizbo or seder. So therefore, they are mechoyev in the other two levels of the three.
If you were to bring, according to Rav Shimon, if you were to bring it as a regular person, would he bring a Kizbas Ira or would he bring a Par? Normally,
let me get to your question about just finishing off. Rav Shimon Sava like Rav Akiva, B'chada. Rav Shimon holds like Rav Akiva in one aspect. That was that Rav Akiva darshins this Zeh that we had in the Omer Aleph to exclude the Kohen Mashiach from the Dali Dalis because of Zeh, only this Karv Mincha, not the other Karv Mincha. But he disagrees with the other one. So the Rekiva B'Dali Dalis, the Potter. Paliglei B'Dalis and Bashiris, where Rabbi Kiva said he's Potter Mikulan, that was the expression of Rabbi Kiva on the Omer Aleph. Mashen Kain, this Kohen Mashiach, according to Reb Shimon, is Potter and Dali Dalis because of the Zeh, but that has nothing to do with the other two levels. The other two levels, he is Mechuyov. What was your question?
So, if we're going to say that the Kohen Mashiach is chayev, in this case, a chatas and an olav yored, would he bring a kizbas seira, or will we transfer his obligation to a par as we do with chatas kavua? Just like the nasi brings a seira, so would the Kohen Mashiach bring a par? As if we're switching.
I hear you loud and clear. Let's wait Gemara further, okay. Because Gemara is going to focus on this Nasi maybe Sair, and then we're going to talk about the Mashiach as well.
Once we're bringing parallel logical constructions, we want to extend it out for the Kohen Mashiach.
Understood. Elishain Kohen Gadol Chayv. Okay, so now we've said already in the Mishnah two or three times in the Braisa, a Kohen Gadol, meaning the Kohen Mashiach, is not Mechuyev to go and bring an Oyle V'yoyred in the case of the Tumas Mikshish V'Kedoshev, right? That's, you know, if you want to just take a quick look back at the Mishnah to make sure that we're telling the truth over here, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Exactly. If you look about four lines before the end of the Mishnah, we're talking about, let's go six lines before the end of the Mishnah, we're talking about the Oyle V'yoyred, Shmi Eskol, B'tisosayim, T'Shredoshev, Bez Meturin, Yochva Nosei Mashiach Chayav, and Ella, She'en Koyin Godel Mashiach, Kohen Mashiach is not chayiv al tumas mikshish kedusha. That's what the Gemara is focusing on. Divir Shimon back to the Amid Beis El Shein Kohen Gadol, meaning the Kohen Mashiach is not chayiv oyle v'yored by tumas mikshish kedusha. Omer Cheske Ma'i Tam Reb Shimon. What's the base of Reb Shimon? The Chsiv the Nichrusa Hanefesh Ahi Mitoich HaKohol. That is the din of Koris. Misha Karbonoi Shavel Akol Yotzezesh in Karbonoi Shavel Akol. Now this pasuk the Nichrusa Hanefesh Ahi is referring to a person who violated the Hilchos Tumas Mikshish V'Kadoshev. If you look at number one or Aleph, the Ish Ash Yitma V'lo Yischati became Tomei, and he went to the Beis Midrash, or he ate Kodshim B'Tumah. V'Nichus HaNefesh Yim Etoich HaKol, he gets Kores, Kies Mikdash Hashem Timei, he was Metami the Beis Midrash. Meinida Leizorik Olov, and he didn't have the benefit of the main nidah being spritzing him, assuming that he was a tamei mess, or if he was just a regular tamei, he didn't have the main nidah, he didn't go into the mikveh that a nidah would go into. Therefore, tamei who is tamei, and therefore he gets kares. Be careful, tamei rishrashav is an iser and an oinish of kares rachmanu litzlan. Ah, so what does it have to do with the din of kohen gadol being chayiv mishkirashav? Only that type of chait where the carbon is across the board, that everybody has the same carbon, yotzezeh, that comes to exclude the kohen Mashiach, his carbon is not the same as everybody else. What does that mean? So initially you probably think to yourself, well, I mean, because he's a part of kohen Mashiach and everybody's kids was here. No, that's not what we're referring to. We're referring to on Yom Kippur. What are we referring to on Yom Kippur? We know that the Kohen Gadol brings his own par for himself and for the Kahanim. And then Klal Yisrael brings the two Seirim, Sor Mishtaleach, and the Sor Hanasa Bifnim. So where does Klal Yisrael get its kapara from? From the Seir. Where does the Kohen Gadol get his kapara from? From the par. So it's not on par. I figured you'd say that. So it's a different parsha for one than for the other. Izokti Yomara, Misha Kabonai Shova Lekol, Yotzeze, meaning the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach, Shein Kabonai Shova Lekol, he does not have the same din as the rest of the Kol, the Gabe, the Korban brought on Yom Kippur. Frank Timorim came Nosi Nami, Ein Kabonai Shova Lekol. The Nosi's Korban is also not Shova Lekol. Now we're not talking about in the Kasha of the Gemara Yom Kippur, we're talking about throughout the year. That throughout the year, the rest of the kol brings a kizbo seira, and a nasi goes and brings a soyer. Ah, so nasi is also not shav bakol. So why don't you say the same thing, that not only the kohen gadol is potter on oyle v'yoyden mikshush kadosha, but also the nasi is potter. Zok to Yomara, but it's shav kapar di Yom Kippurim. I'm not talking about throughout the Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol is different in kapara then everybody else. Masha ain't came, the Nasi is not different. Now remember, what does one bring the par v'so'ir b'fnim? What is it mitayr for? Because on Shar Averois, that we have the benefit of the Sarla Zazel. And even though talking about the Kehanim, there's a difference between the Hakrov and between the Vidoy, as we learned previously in Mesechtes
Yuma.
Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Kein Nosi Nami Ein Kabbani Shav Lakol, B'Shav Kabbani Shav Lakol, when it comes to Yom Kippur, he's the same as everybody else. V'Ei Dimor Im Kein, Kehanim Nami Lo Yishavu Lakol B'Kapar Yom Kippurim. Since the Kohen Gadol brings his power, not only on behalf of himself, but for the masses of the Echav Kehanim, so why don't you go and say about them that they should also be potter in Tumas Mikshudoshav, meaning and bring the carbon oil of the Yair, just like the Kohen Gadol. The reason why we're saying the Kohen Gadol is potter oil of the Yair by Mikshud Kedosha, because Ench Kabani Shavu Lakol, Yom Kippur, guess what? All of the other Kohanim also Ein Karbanim Shavu Lakol on Yom Kippur. Everything more Kohanim Shavu Lakol B'Shar Mitzvah Tishana Kula. Throughout the whole year, the Kohanim are Shavu Lakol. Now, what do we mean that the Shavu Lakol? Not that they bring the Kizbo Seira, which is what I would thought we're talking about. Rashi says we're talking about the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. That what happens if the Sanhedrin issued a faulty psak, and the Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed the faulty psak, including a whole bunch of Kohanim. Can you imagine? The Kohanim are also Oiver. So what happens? If you have Roiv, then the Sanhedrin brings the Sanhedrin, or according to Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, the Shvatim, they bring the Parat Yom Shel Tzibur for everybody, including the Kohanim. Including the Rabbim. So to Yomara, no Mashiach nami hashava b'shar mitzvah d'shana. What happens if the Kohen Mashiach erred in one of those Averois where the Sanhedrin had issued a faulty psak? Wouldn't he also get the benefit of the power of the Kohen, of the Sanhedrin, of Parim Dovah Shal Tzibor? He doesn't have to bring his own. So Vaita, what's the chilik? Says Yomara, you got a good point. Elo amarava eimahachi. Say that the drasha is the following. The reason why the Kohen Mashiach is potter from Oyle V'yoyred by the case of the Tumas Mikshud Kedoshav, Mishachatosei Shav Aliyachidim U'mayniu Kohol. It's got to be that his chatas that he brings is Shav Aliyachidim. It was meant Yachidim. Yachidim means over here, what happens if you had a bunch of Yechidim that went and brought the carbon without the benefit of the Helem Dover of the Sanhedrin. What would all of them have to bring? They'd have to go and bring their Kizba Seira. Masha Ein Kein, the Kohen Mashiach, never brings a Kizba Seira in a case of where there was no Helem Dover. Meaning, we know where there is a Helem Dover, then the Sanhedrin or the Shvatim have to go and bring
par.
A par. Par. Good. By Kohen Mashiach, if there was a Helem Dover, what do you have to go and bring? All the rings apart. What happens in either of those two if there was no Helem Dover, but just a Shigas Maisa alone? So in the case of the Tzibur, the Pound of Mishul Tzibur, you're not going to bring the Par, because there was no Helem Dover. So what's going to happen with the Roiv of Klai Yisrael that aired? What are they going to have to do? We're going to have hundreds of thousands, millions of the Kizva Seiris. Mashenkin, the Gabi, the Kohen Mashiach, he doesn't bring anything kunished. If the Sanhedrin erred, when the Sanhedrin didn't err, and the Kohen Gadol did not err in Helem Dover in Psak, he only erred in Maisa, just Shigas Maisa alone, he's totally potter.
So the Kohen Gadol basically has a blanket of clemency if he, without doing Hora, if he eats Chelev during the year, or Hal Shabbos during the year, he's basically off. Are we saying that because he didn't hora? He thought it was Friday.
If a person, let's see Rashi. Let's read Rashi before I jump to conclusions. Let's see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, El Amarav Emahachi. It's about 2/3 down the right. Rashi is on the right hand side. El Amarav Emahachi. It says in that pasuk by the Mikdash Kedoshav, the Nichus Nefesh Shehi Mitoich Hakol. Mitreich hakol means mishechatoi shova liyachidim to machayvi b'shigas maisa liyachidim. Liyachidim shechot b'shigas maisa, meaning no helam dover, just shigas maisa alone. Mais kol chad, each one brings a kizbo seira. Oman yachidim, all the yachidim together. The pasuk here is referring to the word kol. V'nichsa nevashi mitreich hakol, a kohol of yachidim. The chichotu kol b'shigas maisa lechudei. Beloi helam dover, mais kol chad carbon. The ois and shav, they're all the same. Kizbas ir. Also shav and lechidim medavar hazeh. Medavar hazeh, who the machayi v'ptum lechidoshav? Yot the Mashiach. She'ein chetoy shav aliyachid. Why? The chichot of shigas maisa. Beloi helam dover. Oh, yes, shigas maisa. Potel legamri. Heter boisa. He doesn't bring any carbon whatsoever. Can I mean, come on. 1 second. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, v'em nefeshachas mi'amah oret. Does one of the things that for sure you have to go and bring kids with you. Prat Mashiach, the Ein Meiv B'Shigas Mais, he never brings. Find him in Liel. Yotz Mashiach, she Ein Chet B'Shkoga, the Kim, the Ein Chet Shov, the Yochid, Hilkoch Potter, but Thomas V'Kirashav, totally Potter, zero, gunished.
But my question now is about Chatas Kavua.
Yeah.
Chatas Kavua. Mm-hmm. If the Kohen Gadol thinks it's Friday, and he's Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos, so it's Shigas Shabbos.
According to this Rashi, according to this Mandi Yomar, he's Potter.
He's off. Okay.
Off the hook. According to this Mandi Yomar.
Okay, well,
that's
great.
Yeah, wonderful. So it's a loin tzuch to be the Kohen Gadol. Are you a Kohen? No. So you have nothing to aspire to in this.
He's not like Celsius, he's like water, non-carbonated.
That was so wonderful. Ah, has a touch of humor to otherwise a fairly dry discussion.
Referred to humor before.
Sorry, once again.
We referred to humor before.
Okay, good. Reb Leza Oyma Hanosi may be sorry. Back at the end of the Mishnah, although the Nosi does not bring the oil of a yoided, but he would bring a carbon sawyer instead. Om Reb Yechanan, Le Om Reb Leza El Betumas Mikshkadoshev. Hoyil benemer koris boy kibikvur. What do we mean? Back in the Mishnah, when we started off this Oyla V'yoyrit discussion, again, 6 lines before the end of the Mishnah, Shmi Yisakal, Yisasoy, Tumshidoshav, Bezna Peturin, Vayoch V'nosi V'amashiach, all Chayovin, except Tumshidoshav. However, Ma'in V'diyim, what do they bring? Karban Oyla V'yoyrit. Reb Lezer Oyman, no Anasi, maybe sorry. So on the surface, Reb Lezer is referring to all the three Oyla V'yoyrit types. What are the three Oyla V'yoyrit types? Shavuos Eidah, Shavuos Bitoy, and Mishidoshav. In all cases, you got to go and bring a carbon tzayim. Jacques Yimar, name, you're making a mistake. There you have to bring this tzayim, but not by the other two. Manishtana, however, number boy, chorus boy, kibikvua. There's a fundamental difference between Rashi and the other two. The other two, although you bring a chatas,
But this is a rare case of bringing a chatas where there was no underlying koris b'meizid.
Well, actually, the shuas edus is b'meizid, but it's not koris.
There's no meizid of koris. I'm sorry if I didn't use the word koris. That there is no koris b'meizid by those two shuas, a shuas bita and shuas edus, as bad as they are. And he does it b'meizid, but we're not talking about a koris violation. Aha. Mashein came to me shudashav, that we had the pasuk at the top of the yomer. If chas v'sholem he goes in betumah to base midrash, he's kodshim, then he has a din of chas v'sholem koris, and that's b'meizid. B'shoigeg he doesn't have a din of chatas kavua, but he has a din of chatas oil of the yoyd. So says the gemara, when did Reb Lezer say, don't bring? Inosi does not bring a chatas oil of the yoyd, but he brings a soir only by tumas. Mikshish v'kadoshav, hoyul v'nemer boy koris, nemer koris boy kimikvua. The tzara shabashimhem between a kvua, where everybody agrees, of course, the nosi brings a soyer, that's ferish psukim and parashas v'yikra, right? If you have a chatas kvua, what's the chatas kvua of the nosi? The soyer. Here too, you also have a koris. You don't have a koris of that leads you to a chatas kvua. It's a koris that leads you to a chatas oyle v'yardin. But it's enough of the fact that it happens to be koreis that again we upgrade Reb Lezer's halacha of nasi. We upgrade the nasi. Then instead of the nasi bringing a kizbos ira or dali dalis or any of those, he brings a carbon sa'ir as if it was a regular chatos kivur. But not by the other two, because the other two don't involve koreis at all. So therefore he has the same as everybody else. Hoy leviyarit. Omra papach nam nestabra. I'll bring you a raya to what Rabbi Yochanan just said. This alkadaitach Rebbe Lezer. Al kulen ka'omar. Rebbe Lezer is referring to all three, which is the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. Mechte, sir nosi, upar Mashiach, bim koim yochid lechatas koi. The sir chatas, I'm sorry, the sir nosi, which means the sir chatas, and the par Mashiach, both of those are the parallels to the yochid by korban chatas.
Yes.
Just like the Yochid brings his kids of Seira, the Nosi brings his Soyer, and the Koyim Mashiach brings his Par. So they're all in the same level, same category. Aha. So in Bazoi, Nisni Nami, Mashiach may be Par. Remember you asked me about whether the Mashiach, even though he's parted from Oyle V'yari, would bring a Par. So I told you the Gemara is going to address this. You're very welcome. So, Baruch Hashem. It wasn't Ruach HaKodesh, it's because I remembered a little bit of what I learned last night. Anyway, so Nisni Nami, Mashiach may be Par, Bishmias Koil. Why don't we say that the Mashiach should have to go and bring a par by Shmias Kol Bitzis Osoyim? Why wouldn't the Mashiach bring also a par by Mikshish V'Kadoshav? Because this man, the Omud, we already said at the top of the Omud that a Kohen Mashiach is potter by Mikshish V'Kadoshav. Why is he potter? Because of the pasuk that says, and we're talking about a call, according to Rav, a call of Yechidim, and he's potter from the call of Yechidim because he doesn't go and bring a kizv seira anytime. So that's why he's potter on the din of this one of the three types of oil of Yerid. He's potter on the mixture kedoshav. So the only two that are remaining for the Kohen Mashiach is the Shmias Kol Ubitis Vasayim. So why does it say in the Mishnah, assuming that Rebbe Lezer was referring to all three, and what does he say by all three? That the that the Nosi has to bring a Sawyer. So why doesn't it say, and similarly, by the Kohen Mashiach, he has to bring par by two. He doesn't bring all three because he gets a Ptur on the Mishnah Kedashim. But the other two he has to go and bring a par. Why does it say that? And Middle Mashiach, since the Mishnah leaves out Mashiach, he only says, Reb Lezer Oimen es Nosi may be Sawyer, Shema Mina Atumas Mikshashav Koi, the Mashiach is Potter. That in fact, like Reb Yochanan said, that Reb Lezer says that you bring a Sawyer is not referring to the other two, the two Shavuos, the Shavuos Eid, the Shavuos Bita, but only to Mikshashav there, instead of bringing Oil of a Yoyrit, which would be Kizva Seira at the top level of Ba'ashiris, he brings a Sa'ir. So why don't we say the same thing, Legabi, the Kohen Mashiach, that he also brings his par by Tumas Mikshadashav? Because this man, the holds that he's parter by Tumas Mikshadashav. Since we're only referring to Tumas Mikshadashav, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, start this shtickle again. Rabbi Lezer says, the Nasi may be Sa'ir. Sounds like on all three. Rabbi Yochanan, no, he's only Tumas Mikshadashav. Says, Rabbi Papa, I'll bring you a Raya. because since he doesn't talk about Mashiach, he only talks about the Nasi, is the Chasim, and we're only talking about Tumshich Rashav, where discussion about the Kohen Mashiach would be meaningless, because the Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring any carbon for Tumas Mikdash Rashav, because of the Hakohol Drasha that we had above. Ah, so that's why the Mishnah says, the Nasi may be Sar, Tumshich Rashav. Kohen Mashiach, Shrike, don't talk about it, because he doesn't have any chiv at all, Tumshich Rashav. So the Chayra, Rav Papa has a nice raya supporting Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah. What's the raya? Maybe Reb Lezer holds like all three. Not he holds like all three. He holds in all three. You have to bring a soyer. The soyer has to be brought in all three. Not only to Mishkashav, like Reb Yochanan said, but also Shvuas Eidus and also Shvuas Bitoy. So you're asking me, why doesn't he talk about Mashiach? Because maybe Mashiach Savula Rabbi Kiva. Yom HaMashiach Patur Mikulam. Like we said on the Yomar Aleph, the Mashiach is Patur. Totally. And therefore, that would be a good reason why he left out Mashiach. But not that that is a raya that Reb Lezer holds, that only by Tumas Rikshadov should bring a Sa'ir, and not by the other two. Really, it's across the board. And the reason why we didn't bring Mashiach is because across the board, the Mashiach is hotter like Reb Akiva. And therefore, that being the case, that's why he left out Mashiach, and he only spoke about the case of the Sa'ir. By the Nasi, and you have no raya to Rabbi Yochanan, according to, like, Rav Papa was trying to bring a raya, says, you have no raya. Amalei, again, responding to your question, Rabbi Kiva, mi patalei mi par. Even though Rabbi Kiva said on the Omer Aleph that Mashiach is potter mikulan, that was the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva, potter mikulan, Tan Rabbanan, we had back Tanya, Rabbi Kiva, Oyim Mashiach Potter Mikulan. What was the reason why? Because of the Zeh, and since you knocked out the Dali Dalis, and automatically is Meachas, we knocked out all three, according to Rabbi Kiva. That's Taka true, he doesn't bring the Dalis, and he doesn't bring the Dali Dalis, he doesn't bring the Ashiris. However, Rabbi Kiva holds that he does have to bring a Par. Oh, again, your question that you had earlier. So even though the Koyim Mashiach is Taka Potter from having to come bring the Oyim Mashiach, but he does have to bring a par. That being the case, so Reb Lezer, if he was referring to all three, it should say Reb Lezer, oy men osi, maybe, soir. Baha Mashiach, maybe par in two out of the three. Because remember, this man, the Yama holds like Tumi Shadoshav, he's potter totally. Right. But the other two is chayv. Like, let it go and say the Mashiach is chayv par. Because that's what Rabbi Kiva holds, that even though he's potter mikulan, but he's still chayv par, since it doesn't say that. Besulei Midi, you cannot say what you just said now, that Reb Lezer is referring to all three. And the reason why he didn't talk about the Mashiach is because he holds like Rabbi Kiva, where he's totally potter, because that's not true, because even though he's totally potter from Oilev Yoyin, he's still Chayev Bepar. Right. So that being the case, it should have said in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer, Oymanossi, maybe Soir, on all three, like we're saying now. And the Kohen Mashiach has to bring a par on two out of the three. Why did he leave that out? Because we're not talking about all three. We're only talking about Tumas Mikdash Rashav. So Mikdash Rashav says, Reb Lezer, the Nasi may be Sar. So you're going to ask, well, Manishtana, why only over there do you bring the Sar? Because that's also a case of Kares. Hashem came to the other two Shavuos, is no case of Kares. So therefore, since, although this is Taka a Kares of a Chatzis, Oyle V'yoyrit, Abba Chatzis and a Kares is a Chavayit a Kares. And therefore, by Tumas Mikdash Rashav, don't just have him do an Oyle V'yoyrit, he's going to do a Sa'ir.
The Kiva said that the Nasi is exempt from Shavuos Eidus because Loma Eden also.
Right.
So we could not say that Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Akiva in that.
Mm-hmm.
In that. That's something where Rabbi Akiva, so if he's saying maybe Sa'ir, mm-hmm. if Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Akiva, he's excluding Shavuos Eidus.
It means Rabbi Akiva is God made the Mashiach. Only the God of Mashiach. So we look at Rabbi Kiva, Mashiach, but we're not talking about the God of Hilchos, Soir and Nasi.
Okay.
God of Mashiach, he holds like Rabbi Kiva. That's what his kasha was. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Kiva, Mashiach, Patim, Kulan. And that's why he didn't refer to Mashiach in the Mishnah. So he said, no. Because if he holds like Rabbi Kiva, then he's a Chayav Apar. So he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Maisa. Therefore, Sulei Midi, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was 100%, exactly, end of discussion, Rabbi Yochanan was 100% right, that Rabbi Lezer says his dinner may be soir only by Tumas Mikdash Rikadoshev. Why doesn't he refer to Mashiach? Because Mashiach, Tumas Rashav, is potter. Why does Reb Lezer hold that he's potter Tumas Rashav? Because of the drasha hakol, a call of Yechidim, he never brings the kizvus ira, like we spoke about before. And the final shikul gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moider Blezer Shein Mevi Osham. He does not bring a korban Osham. It really means that Osham totally, as the gemara is going to say in another moment. Why doesn't he bring a carbon? What's the chiddush over here? Doesn't bring an asham toloi? Because so kedai techemina. Since Rebbe Lezer says legabi the nasi that he brings a sa'ir, and therefore he's different
than yechidim and koy mashiach.
Exactly, Moider Lezer, and no, yeah, the key is why does he distinguish between Tumas Rishon Hashav and the other two, the Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Bitoy? Because it's a din of Karis. So even though it's not the same Karis, this is a Karis, I mean it's the same Karis, b'mezid. But Bishoyig, it's different Karbonis Chatos. This is a Chatos Kvua and this is a Chatos Oyle V'yorid. But since they both relate to a Karis, that's why you get an upgrade. It's not an Oyle V'yorid, says Reb Lezer, but rather he brings the carbon. Sorry. Once we said that, so what's the din now, the case of the Asham Toloi? Now, what's the question of the Asham Toloi? We said before that the reason why a Mashiach and the Bezdin is potter by Asham Toloi is because it says, Shigosei Asher Shogag. Shigosei Asher Shogag means that it was only a Shigas Maisa and there was no Helem Dover. So the question is, when do you bring your Asham Toloi? Also by an Isur, that if you taka were over on it, b'mezid, then you go and get kares, such as the famous Shuman and Chelev case, where Chelev you get kares. So maybe then, legabe, the case of Asham Toloi, Reb Lezer should hold that he should be chayiv in Asham Toloi. Why? Because Asham Toloi also involves a kares, and you see that Reb Lezer says, it doesn't have to be a kares of Chatzis Kavua, any type of kares. So, l'choyre, I should then say, what happens if you have a shayla of Tumas Mikkadoshav, and I don't know whether I went to the base of Mikdash Batum or not, would you have to bring an Asham Toli over there? So, l'choyre, we normally hold that there's no din of Asham Toli, because Asham Toli only attaches to a Chatas Kavua. By Tumas Mikkadoshav, it's only a Karman Oyle V'yoyred. So, therefore, if a person has a Sofik, whether he was over on that Isser or not, so l'choyre, we would hold that you don't bring an Asham Toli. However, maybe Reb Lezer would hold that you do bring an Asham Toli. Why? Because Gabi Tumas Mikshkadoshav, he has equated the two, the Chatzis Kavua to the Chatzis Oyle V'yoyred, by saying that you have to go and bring your carbon Sayer. So maybe you would hold that you have to bring the carbon Asham Toli if you had a Sofik Tumas Mikshkadoshav, that you'd have to bring this Asham Toli, even though it's not a Chatzis Kavua Chiev. It's a Oyle V'yoyred Chiev. Nevertheless, he equates the two. Tani Tanaka Meidr of Sheishis. So that was Rabbi Yochanan. Moid Rabbi Lezer She'en Meidr. However, a Talmud of Rav Sheishis repeated in front of Rav Sheishis, no, that Asham Toli Ba Al Tumas Mikshir Ashev. That Asham Toli comes on Mikshir Ashev, meaning that the Nasi would bring an Asham Toli. We just had Rabbi Yochanan saying, Rabbi Lezer, She'en Meidr Asham Toli. And now this Tan is saying that you would bring an Asham Toli on Tumas Yudashav, which is not the halacha, because only Asham Toli is only a Chatas Kavua, they cannot a Chatas Oyle V'yoyred.
Are we talking about a Nasi or a Hedget here? You're saying Nasi, in the saying Nasi, but even a Hedget, would even a Hedget bring...
Exactly, nobody.
Nobody, exactly.
So Omalei, to Omalechomani, who is the one that fed this information to you? Right. It's Reb Lezer. The Omar Hoyle the Nema Baikaris, Kibikvua, Maisi Nasi, Soir Aleh. The reason why you're saying in this Braisa that Asham Toli Ba'al Tumas Mikshadoshav, you're presumably having in mind Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer equates the Chatas Kvua to the Chatas Oyle V'yoyred, and that's why you're saying he brings a Soir. So now from that you want to extrapolate that everybody has to go and bring an Asham Toli, even by an Isser of Tumas Mikshadoshav, which is an Oyle V'yoyred Isser and base, not a Chatas Kvua. Reb Yochanan said expressly, Reb Lezer, who you're trying to hang your hat on, that there is no Asham Toli. He said, even though Reb Lezer equates Chatzis Kavua and Chatzis Oyle V'yoyred for purposes of bringing the carbon Sawyer, but he doesn't equate them Legabe the din of bringing Asham Toli. He says, That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Might have blessed Shane, maybe Ashim Toli. And you're telling me that you would bring an Ashim Toli based this Talmud of Rav Sheshes. So Zimurakash is like a shver on that Talmud of Rav Sheshes because he is arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. The obvious question is
why
no.
The Kasha Shvitifta?
One second. So what's the problem? Why can't he argue with Rabbi Yochanan? We're not arguing with a Mishnah, we're not arguing with a Tana, not and the Brises, Rabbi Yochanan. Zong the Mefarshim, even though it's Taka Machlokes Amiroim, you could say Mara Machadu Mara Machadu, you know, it's a Machlokes between two Amiroim. However, since we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan, who was from the first generation of Amiroim, and here you're talking about a Talmud of Sheshes, which was from the later, so we don't find that a later Amoira would argue with someone who's on the status of Rabbi Yochanan from that first generation of Amirai. So therefore, it's not a tiyufta, because after all, he's still free to argue, because it's both from the Amoiraim era. But nevertheless, because of the covenant of Rabbi Yochanan, who was so outstanding,
Kasha.
And so therefore it's Kasha, Nishka
Tiyufta. It wasn't an error at all.
Exactly, it wasn't an error.